Number five, the next section engages you with your superconscious higher self with infinite spirit. Open the way and show me the action steps too. Handwrite this, then fill in what you want to experience for your day or for your life, and be open to the guidance that shows up for you. Take the anchor of this experience a step further by allowing yourself to vision in your mind's eye what you wish to experience. Allow it to unfold. Feel the emotions and be open to the guidance. Visioning is so incredibly powerful. Did you know that your thoughts are so powerful? They hold so much energy that if you think back to a traumatic experience in your life, the emotions of that trauma can throw you into a panic attack simply by thinking them. Because you can feel the emotions, your mind has the thought, and your body follows that thought and feels the emotions that the thought holds. And it goes back and forth, thoughts and feelings, forcing your body to believe what you're thinking about is happening again right now. So last fall, a week or so after I turned the heater on, my smoke alarm right outside my bedroom door went off. It was early one morning while I was getting dressed, and when I yanked the bedroom door open, I could smell smoke. Talk about an adrenaline rush. Yeah, that was intense. I ran to get the fire extinguisher, and the smoke alarm stopped, and I couldn't smell smoke anymore. I mean, it was just boom, really fast. And long story short, there was no fire. I was safe. But that night when I crawled into bed, my brain, without permission, thought about the smoke alarm going off. And then I could hear it. And then I could smell that whoosh, whiff of smoke. And my body flooded with adrenaline. Needless to say, I did not go to sleep for a while. I had to convince my body I was safe and flush that adrenaline out of my system. Chaos flush activate. This is how powerful the mind is. I experienced the spark of the thought, and my senses clearly re-experienced the event of the smoke alarm going off, and my body responded with an adrenaline rush. So, if your thoughts are that powerful, then fully immersing yourself into the joy of having what you want has the same power. So when you vision with eyes closed, and you fully immerse yourself into the gratitude of having something you want, you feel it, smell it, taste it, feel the texture of it. When you employ your senses with your eyes closed, the mind believes you are experiencing what you're visioning. And this isn't faking it till you make it or lying to yourself. This is creating a new cause and effect. Your thoughts are the cause, and the effect is experiencing what you want by magnetizing what you want to you. You create a new cycle of love experiences. You create your new, improved life. And if you have panic attacks, you can help to ease one by putting a frozen ice pack on your chest. It helps to calm the body down by stimulating your vagus nerve. This stimulation of icing your vagus nerve can slow down your heart rate and signal your body to relax. And this supports calming anxiety too. It doesn't have to be a full panic attack.